Revelation chapter 8, verse 6 through 13. This is the reading of God's word. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun and a third of the moon and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you are so faithful in giving us your word. Your word is our heavenly manna. We need it. We have to eat it to have healthy spiritual life, life that belongs to you, life that belongs to heaven. And Father, bless us as we hear your word. Let us grow to the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, that your word will be preached correctly, so that through your word, you will be glorified. And Father, bless your people. And let us hear your voice through your word. And rejoice, because you are our God. And you have brought us eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 6, and the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. Now we will see, as the seven trumpets blast, the judgment of God that he pours on the sinful world. The same judgments of God upon the sinful world that we saw through seven seals, we will see them again through seven trumpets. But this time, we will see them from a different perspective. And we will see also, from seven trumpets, the increase in the intensity of the judgments. With the seven seals, it was a fourth of the earth. Now with the seven trumpets, it is a third. And with the seven bowls, if you go to chapter 16, verse 3, and the second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood like that of a dead man, and every living thing in the sea died. So seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls, you see the increase in intensity of God's judgment. Now, the first thing that we must consider is this. What is the significance of the trumpets themselves? Here we see a trumpet being blessed. Now, seven seals, breaking of seven seals. What was the significance of that? Well, now the time has come, so when Jesus breaks the seal, we will learn the will of God, the plan of God. And Jesus carries that plan out. But how about seven trumpets? What's the meaning of blowing these trumpets? Well, from Old Testament, we are able to understand the significance of the trumpets. The Bible interprets the Bible. There are many meanings of trumpets that we are able to find in the Old Testament. But today, we're going to just look at four things. Trumpet blasts. It shows, the first, the coming of God. And the second, trumpet blast is a call to gather. Third, it is a call to march to a battle. And fourth, it is a warning of a coming judgment. The coming of God, a call to gather, a call to march to a battle, and a warning of a coming judgment. We saw in Exodus 19, when God came to his people at the Mount Sinai, he came to them with the sound of trumpet. And we read about our Lord's second coming. Jesus' second coming is also coming of God. And we read about that second coming in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 as follows. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. So even the second coming is with the trumpet sound. So definitely, Bible clearly shows when trumpet is blowing, it's coming of God. God is coming. Numbers. Let us go to Numbers chapter 10. Numbers chapter 10, I'm going to read from verse 1. The Lord spoke further to Moses, saying, make yourself two trumpets of silver, of hammered work you shall make them, and you shall use them for summoning the congregation, and for having the camps set out. When both are blown, all the congregations shall gather themselves to you at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Yet if only one is blown, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall assemble before you. But when you blow an alarm, the camps that are pitched on the east side shall set out. When you blow an alarm the second time, the camps that are pitched on the south side shall set out. An alarm is to be blown for them to set out. When convening the assembly, however, you shall blow without sounding an alarm. The priestly sons of Aaron, moreover, shall blow the trumpets. And this shall be for you a perpetual statute throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the adversary who attacks you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, that you may be remembered before the Lord your God and be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feasts, and on the first day of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and they shall be as a remember of you before your God. I am the Lord your God. So here it is very clear, at least two things we could conclude. When there's trumpet sound, it is God's call to gather. It's summoning the congregation to gather. And also, in a war, when trumpet is sounding, then you are to battle. You are to march to a battle. Again, at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we already learned that there will be trumpet sound, but here, as that trumpet is blessed, it shows that Jesus is coming, God is coming, but also, Matthew 24, verse 31, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. So, even at his second coming, when you hear trumpet sound, it's a call to gather. So, angels will go out and gather his elect from four corners of the earth. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 27a, lift up a signal in the land, blow a trumpet among the nations. Consecrate the nations against her, summon against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a marshal against her, bring up the horses like bristly locusts, a warning against the Babylon of the judgment of God that is coming. So here, in our last example, when you hear the trumpet, sound the trumpet against the nations, a warning against the Babylon of the judgment of God. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19 and verse 21. My soul, I am in anguish. My heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? A warning, again, of the judgment of God that is coming to Judah. And Joel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, blow a trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Surely it is near, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. As the dawn is spread over the mountains, so there is a great and mighty people. There has never been anything like it, nor will there be again after it to the ears of many generations. Perhaps the best example that we could use in the Old Testament to understand the trumpet sound, what's the meaning of that, will be the fall of the city of Jericho. You know this story. The Israelites circled the city once every day, and as they were circling the city, what do? They blow the trumpets. So Israelites circled the city once every day, blowing the trumpet for 6 days. And on the seventh day then, they circled it 7 times and blew the trumpet, and the city fell. What are we looking at in that story? The city of Jericho is a symbol of this world. And when you hear the trumpet sound, it signals the coming of God. God is coming to Jericho to judge the Jericho. So you see God coming, and it is warning of coming of the God of God's judgment. God's judgment has come to the city. And here we see the coming of God to judge the world. In the book of Revelation, then, we are seeing the same thing. Think about this. Let's say, well, it's not pleasant to think this way, but let's say you were living in that city of Jericho at the time. Every day you hear trumpet sound, because Israelites, they were circling the city, blowing the trumpets. If you understood what that meant, you will prepare, because you know God is coming and judgment is coming. But obviously, they did not prepare. And the judgment of God finally come. The same thing happens today. Trumpets are blowing. Especially every Lord's Day, trumpet is blowing. But this world doesn't understand, and they don't really hear it, because it is the church who is blowing the trumpet. Go to Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of your people and say to them, If I bring a sword upon a land, and the people of the land take one man from among them and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming upon the land and blows on the trumpet and warns the people, then he who hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, and a sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet but did not take warning, his blood will be on himself. But had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will require from the watchman's head. Now as for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will be required from your hand. But if you, on your part, warn a wicked man to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, he will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your life. So watchmen, if there's sword coming, If God is coming with his judgment and watchman warns people and people just don't listen, then watchman is not guilty. But even as he sees judgment coming and he doesn't warn, people will die of their sins, but God will require the blood from the watchman. So watchman here is the church. Church is blowing the trumpet. We are warning this world of coming judgment of God. And we must blow the trumpet. And that is exactly what is happening. You remember seven seals? Every time we see Jesus breaking the seals, we see the current events. And same here. This is exactly what is going on even today. We blow the trumpet, but the world, they're not going to hear it. They refuse to hear it. God's judgment is coming. Not only is coming, it already has come many times before. And trumpet was blowing all these times, but people do not repent. Through the seven trumpets, the world is judged by our God, and later we will see how the great city, the Babylon, will fall. This is what we are seeing through the seven trumpets. God is judging this sinful world. So the trumpet works in many different ways. To the world, church blows a trumpet, but when that happens, it is a warning of God's judgment. But trumpet is also blowing for you. And when that happens, you are called to gather. And trumpet is also blowing to you once again. And it is called to march towards a war, spiritual war. And that is exactly what is going on today. Do you hear the trumpet sound even today? Because it is blowing. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, when Jesus spoke, it says what? It sounded like trumpet sound. So if you want to connect that, when church blows the trumpet, it should be the voice of Jesus Christ. Meaning that when church blows the trumpet, it preaches the word of God, the word of Jesus Christ. Whenever church preaches, it blows the trumpet. Now when we see the plagues of seven trumpets, we see many similarities with the 10 plagues that God poured out to the nation of Egypt in the Old Testament. Now understand that God pouring out 10 plagues upon the land of Egypt, that was at the same time God saving and delivering his people out of Egypt. That is very, very important. The judgment of this world is salvation of God's people. So even as we hear trumpet sound today and God pours out his judgments, but remember that is actually saving you and me. It's salvation to us. So it has a different meaning for us. Not only warns of judgment, but it's called together, called to march to a war, spiritual battle. And even as we are gathered here, you heard the trumpet. So remember, these judgments are not something to be afraid of. Think about it. Those Israelites who were living in Egypt at the time, as 10 plagues came down, if they had right understanding, they would think to themselves, these plagues, even though they are very fierce judgment of God, but because of these 10 plagues, I'm going to be saved out of Egypt. Because the final judgment will come to Egypt, and finally I'm going to be out of Egypt. That should be your understanding. Even as God judges this world, even today, your understanding is through this, I'm going to be saved. Because one day the final judgment will come upon this world, and that means I'm going to be finally, completely be out of this world. Delivered from this world. See, understanding? This is very, very important. You should never be afraid of reading the book of Revelation. So many people are so afraid because there's so much of God's judgment written on it. But if you have the right understanding, this is the good news, the gospel. Now think about those Israelites, like I said. Think about what the Israelites should have understood when they saw this judgment of God being poured out to the land of Egypt. Even as they experienced these judgments, they must understand their experience in terms of God saving them. You must understand these judgments that is being poured out to this world in terms of your salvation. Even as we too experience these judgments of God that are being poured out this world, you thank God because that is ultimately God saving you. The world is judged by God. The new exodus has begun. The true exodus has begun. Do you see it? It's like you living in Egypt. And Exodus has begun. God is pouring out his judgment upon this world, and Israel, like Israelites, now going out. Yes, we are going out. No, we have already come out. The new Exodus, the true Exodus has begun. Do you understand what is happening around you right now? Do you understand the history? The true meaning of history. Not what your history book says, but the true meaning of history. Understand what God is doing right now. The true Israelites, meaning the church, is being saved out of this world. Yes, we are the participants of this new Exodus. Verse 7, and the first trumpet sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. Remember what I told you before. When you see an event happening in Book of Revelation, you have to understand that one event as a summation, combination of many, many similar events that happen in history. Hail and fire mixed with blood, a third of the earth and trees and green grasses were burned up. It is similar to the seventh plague of Egypt, the plague of hail, that you will read in Exodus chapter 9. Let me just read that to you. Exodus chapter 9, verse 22 through 25. Exodus chapter 9, verse 22. Now the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the sky, and hail may fall on all the land of Egypt, on man and on beast and on every plant of the field throughout the land of Egypt. Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down from the earth, ran down to the earth, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there has hail and fire flashing continually in the midst of the hail, a very severe, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. The hail struck all that was in the field through all the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and hail also struck every plant of the field and shattered every tree of the field. Some believe what we are looking at in verse 7 to be a famine judgment. Whatever it is, the result is the same. There is a great suffering in this world. And we saw this kind of suffering throughout history in this world. And when you see that kind of suffering, you understand that it is the judgment of God. But also understand that even as he judges the world, he is saving you. You saw this pattern throughout the Bible. And that is exactly what is happening. Verse 8 and 9. Let's go back to chapter 8 of Revelation. Verse 8 and 9. The second angel sounded and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Well, this is similar to the first plague of Egypt. And if we read Revelation 18, verse 21, let me read that to you. Then a strong angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, so will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer. So here the whole city is thrown into the sea. Destruction of the whole city. The great mountain is a symbol then of this world. And it is being judged by God. And becoming blood. If you go to chapter 16 of Revelation, read from verse 4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers and the springs of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the water saying, righteous are you who are and who were, O Holy One, because you judge these things, for they pour out the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink. They deserve it. Do you see the picture? Throughout the history, Christians were persecuted and killed. Now, the world is forced to drink the blood, the symbolism of it. The world that persecuted his people is being judged by God. Revelation 18, verse 19. 18:19 says, and they threw dust on their heads and were crying out, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she has been laid waste. Their picture is that whole Babylon is now destroyed by God. Babylon, the picture of the whole this world, is destroyed. And people of this world, they're crying, they're mourning, they're sad because all wealth is completely destroyed. And that picture is described as many ships being destroyed. And that is what we're looking at in our passage, verse 8 and 9. What are we seeing? Because of judgment of God, the economy of this world is greatly affected, and there is hardship in this world. And you are now looking at that even today when you look at what's happening in this world. But still, it's not the final judgment. The final judgment is still coming. Revelation chapter 8, verse 10 and 11. Let's go back there. Verse 10. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood. And many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. The star's name is wormwood, bitter herb. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died. The Nile of Egypt became blood, and they were not able to drink it. And that's kind of thing that we're looking at in our passage. For Egyptians, the Nile was their god. They believe it to be the source of their lives. The world itself became god to the sinners. Here, the source of the way of life of this world is completely destroyed. Great star fell from heaven. We read about that in chapter 14 of Isaiah. There, Satan himself is fallen. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 15, therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them poison water to drink. Drinking the bitter water is a picture of God's judgment. Verse 12. The fourth angel sounded, and third of the sun, and the third of the moon, and the third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. The darkness. Well, we see that in ninth plague of Egypt, because ninth plague of Egypt was a plague of darkness. Some see this verse 12 as a result of a great war, because so much is smoke and fire, so that sun is darkened, moon is darkened. So they see this judgment as war. It is connected with the sixth seal. But the sinners, they do not repent. They still remain in their sins. Yes, from these four trumpets, we see God's great judgment. But they are not the final judgment of God. All God's judgment that we saw in history, it is God's judgment. But still, it's not the final judgment of God. And we see that from our passage because only a third is affected. These judgments are the warnings of the final judgment of God. After 10 plagues, the Pharaoh and his army did not repent. And the sinful world, they do the same. It does the same thing. Let us go to Revelation chapter 9, verse 20. Chapter 9, verse 20. This is after all the trumpets and all the judgment of God. This is what we read. Chapter 9, verse 20. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, not of their thefts. So, God's judgment is being poured out. You know, we do hear seven trumpets, not just one trumpet, but God continues to warn this sinful world, but they just don't repent. They are the ones that were not sealed with the seal of God in chapter 7. Do you remember God sealed his elect? This is the warning to those who have their hopes in this world. The security of this world. Understand, brothers and sisters, it is not eternal. Because the security of this world, it only lasts for a little while. All of them will be shaken. All of them will be destroyed. The earth, the trees, the green grass, the sea, the mountains, the stars, the rivers, the springs, the sun, and the moon, all will be destroyed. The trumpets are blowing even now. The judgment of God is being poured out to this sinful world, but the world mocks at God. The world does not repent. Do you hear, brothers and sisters, the blasts of God's trumpets? God is coming. He has already come. God calls us to a battle, a spiritual battle in this world. God calls us to gather unto Him, and that is what we are doing even now as we gather for worship. Israelites, during the 10 plagues that was being poured out to Egypt, those Israelites, they were affected. Yes, they were affected. But these judgments upon Egypt were a good thing for the Israelites. Those plagues were God's redemptive activities for His people. For you and for me, these judgments, as we see God's judgment being poured out this world, it is God-given opportunity for us to repent of our sins. God is being good to you, giving all kinds of opportunities for you to repent of your sins. Don't be like this world, refusing to repent. Don't be like this world, thinking that this world will give you security, give you hope. All the degrees you will have, all the money you might have in the bank, it's not going to help you. It's going to be useless when He comes. Do not live with hope on those things.
God is the only security we have. He's the only one who is able to save us.
Chapter 8, verse 13. Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth. You and I also live in this world, but we are not of this world. We are not the ones who dwell on the earth. As far as the book of Revelation is concerned, we dwell in heaven. You and I, we are the citizens of heaven. All these are the birth pain that we must go through. And remember that all these things are God's answer to our prayers. This birth pain must pass so that we may be perfectly born into the new world, so that we may receive the new heaven and new earth. Jesus Christ is reigning. He is in control. Hear the trumpet sound, brothers and sisters. What is it to us, that trumpet sound that you hear today? Chapter 1, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet. And he turns around, and there's Jesus Christ. Trumpet sound is a voice of our Lord to us. He is speaking to you. He calls you to gather unto him. He calls you to come to him. He calls you to repent of your sins. He is calling us to gather because God has come and God is coming. We are called to a spiritual battle. Yes, you and I are gathered unto God even as we worship Him together. John chapter 16, verse 21 and 22. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you. Now is your time of grief. But I will see you again and you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy. Do you hear what Jesus says to you? Yes, living in this world as a Christian is pain. It's like a birth pain. Jesus describes it as a birth pain. But when the baby is born, we will forget that pain. When we're truly born into that new world as a new life of God, we will never remember this world again. We will never remember this earth again. We will never remember what happened here again. But we must go through that birth pain, God says. Don't be deceived, brothers and sisters. You might want to live an easy life here, right now, here on earth, but that is foolish. Because even as you do and you forget God, and you forget what Jesus has done for you, then it will lead to your destruction. That's what non-Christian will do. But you understand what is going on. You understand how your life, God has designed it this way. So you wait, you long, you hope for that new life to come. And you endure the pain here on earth. It will soon pass away. It's not going to last forever. But we will see who is the wise one at the end. We will see who is the wise one. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the perfect salvation of God is coming and it is already here for you and for me. Jesus Christ is coming again. Even as we see the judgment of God upon this world, we see His return getting closer and closer. Well, today is one day closer than yesterday. Yes, it's getting closer. He is coming back, brothers and sisters. Even as you see judgment of God being poured out to this world, all the disasters you see in this world, you know His days are coming. His day is getting closer. And until His coming, we rejoice in Him. We rejoice even when we see this world being completely destroyed, we rejoice. Like this psalmist, when he said in Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its water roll and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, we will not fear, for God is our refuge. Even as God pours out His fierce judgment, even when His final judgment comes and this whole world will be destroyed, you will not fear, because God is our refuge. He comes to save us. He will save you and me out of this world. And forever in heaven, He will live with us. He will be with us. Brothers and sisters, don't be fooled. Be wise. Understand what is happening. And be ready. Because even today, trumpet is blowing. God is coming, and He has already come for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You that the judgment of this world is also at the same time salvation to us. We thank You for giving us understanding of what is really happening around us. Yes, You are in control. Yes, You are judging this world, but You are also saving Your people. Oh, Father, let us be truthful to You, faithful to You. Let us live by faith. And we thank You that even as Your judgments upon this world is affecting our lives daily, but it is not affecting us ultimately. Actually, it is saving us, giving us all kinds of opportunities to repent of our sins and gather as we hear your trumpet call, we gather unto You. We come to You, repenting of our sins. And we thank You that You do receive us, accept us, and bless us. We love You, God. We thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.